After a mixed performance in the FL T20 South Group and a crushing quarter-final victory over Nottinghamshire at Trent Bridge, Essex Eagles find themselves at Edgbaston for the Friends Life T20 Finals Day 2013. On a cool and overcast morning in Birmingham with showers in the air, Northamptonshire Steelbacks duly won the toss and elected to field. In what was tactically an important toss to win, with the impending bad weather, Essex opened the batting with Greg Smith and Hamish Rutherford. Smith immediately opened the Essex account with a quickly scampered single off the bowling of David Willey. However, the opening over was not without drama, the occasion perhaps getting to Rutherford, who poked at a ball which flew to first slip. However, the fielder could not hold on to the catch, which Rutherford punished, following up with a trademark six, flicking the ball off his legs backward of square for six. The introduction of Azza-Ullah in the fifth over eventually saw the demise of Rutherford. After a delightful straight drive back over the bowler's head for four, a mistimed pull shot was tamely hit to mid-wicket, where he was caught for 36. With a score on 44 for two, Bapara and Patini were left to complete the mandatory power play overs, and they took the Eagles onto a score of 51 for two off the first 36 balls. After the fielding restrictions were lifted, the Steelbacks set about restricting the run rate. Some sustained pressure in the eighth over saw Bapara diving at full length to avoid being run out after calling for a quick run. Former Eagle James Middlebrook also bowled tightly, only allowing Essex to deal in singles. At the halfway stage, Essex Eagles had reached 77 for two, with Bapara and Patini rotating the strike well to rebuild the innings. But it wasn't long before both batsmen were caught. Patini top-edged the ball off the bowling of Middlebrook, and Bapara finding the man on the long-on boundary. Both players departing for 27 and 14 respectively. With a score on 82 for four, it was left to informed batsmen Ryan Tendiscarter and captain James Foster to set a defendable total. Ryan Tendiscarter took the tally to 100 with a quick single through mid-wicket in the 14th over. With five overs left in the innings, Essex started to up the run rate. Foster swept Azza-Ullah for six, but two balls later, after a single to Foster, Ullah offered a shorter ball with some whip that Tendiscarter could only guide to the third man fielder and was caught for 13 with a score on 114. Captain Foster continued to steer the innings, ably supported by Graham Napier, Foster hitting two fours into the vacant deep mid-wicket fielding area before running a quick single. With two overs left in the Essex innings, the Eagles had reached 132 for five. Graham Napier set about increasing the score by dispatching David Willey for a six and two fours. Napier continued his big hitting in the final over, putting Azza-Ullah over the long-on boundary on the second and third ball of the over for six, before hooking an unassuming bowler for four. Essex finished their innings on 168 for five, Napier top scoring with 38 not out and Foster finishing on 32 not out. An important cameo for Essex, which has set up an interesting second innings, with Northamptonshire Steelbacks requiring 169 for victory.